So as we start here, we're starting from the request for consideration. And as we're working with our clients on our Get Acquainted phone calls, it's so important that when we're bridging into our procedure, we offer a new trust, enthusiasm, and process to receive a request for consideration. So, Rachel, based on our conversation today, does this sound like something you'd like to get more information on? Yes, I would. Great. Please allow me to tell you how we do business as a corporation and tell me if you feel like it's a fair approach. The first thing we're going to be doing is I'm going to be forwarding you a beautiful franchise brochure, and it will answer over 90% of your questions, very thorough, very comprehensive. And with that, as you receive this brochure, you'll notice in the back of the brochure, there will be a very nice request for consideration. This is an opportunity for you to express and reflect your genuine interest in our brand, and give us a little bit of insight to you, your local market. Is it rural, medium, metro, major metro? In addition, maybe a little work history, how you might manage the business, owner operated, manager to manager, husband and wife, partner partner. Also, in that light on the very back of it, you'll notice on the request, there's a financial light, sort of maybe assets, liabilities, no social security number, no credit card, just give us a feel for your wherewithals, as we might say. If you'd be so kind to fill that out, to express your interest. Additionally, after we get off the phone today, I'll send over a little follow-up email with a little link. If it's easier if you do it electronically, I'll send you a request as a little link. Just fill it out and it'll come right back. But that'll get us connected. Now, keep in mind, your request for consideration does not obligate you to any franchise or us. Doesn't obligate our relationship, but it gets it going. And the reason this is so important, like a mortgage, going to college, your insurance and application, the reason this is so important, Rachel, is because we've had over 50 to 100 to 200 inquiries. And needless to say, not everybody is somebody we want to partner with. So might I just ask you when you get your brochure to fill that out, take a picture of it, text it, scan it to us. If you don't like computers, some of our clients are just frankly don't want, they're not even on Facebook. They're not even on social media. So we don't want you to feel obligated to fill it out online or in person, whatever's comfortable. Once we receive your application, I'll just email you, say I've received it. And that's going to give me the opportunity to sit down with our leadership team here and take a look at it. We meet once or twice a week. We'll review your request for consideration. Sometimes we'll come back and have questions, clarifications, and the like. But the whole purpose behind this is to get to know you a little bit more. And at that point, we're going to be able to offer an exciting preliminary approval, if you will. And our preliminary approval is the first step to inviting you into the next step of what we call our proprietary discovery process. This is what really excites us. You know, when we offer preliminary approval, now we get to enjoy the inviting of you to learn more about, you know, our business opportunity. And today, as an example, we'll use egg bread. Egg bread is a wonderful concept that we'll use throughout our training journey, if you will, just for branding and for consistency of message. So welcome egg bread on our training here today. So Rachel, in this event, as we go forward here, one of the most important parts about our concept compatibility call that I think you'll like, it's a very simple screen share 30 to 40 minute session. So it's screen share, 30 to 40 minutes. We have a calendar of these set up each week. The nice thing we have for Pacific, Central, and Eastern time, we have 3 on Monday, 2 on Tuesday, 3 on Wednesday, a couple on Friday, even a Saturday morning concept call. So I will be emailing you a wonderful calendar, or what we call our corporate calendar, where we conduct concept compatibility calls. And I will have my associate with me, Regina. She'll be my associate. We'll be hosting the call. I'd like to invite you to budget 30 to 40 minutes, if you will, and again, screen share. It will not be Zoom. Don't want you worrying about makeup and who's coming and what do I need to look like. And, you know, we don't build our relationships on what people look like. So we don't want to, quote, over Zoom this early in our friendship as we're developing a relationship. So it's just a screen share. I would like to invite you to invite your spouse, partner, friend, whoever you're going to be considering working with. Why? One of the things that we've learned in our value system here at Eggbread is when we're partnering with people for 5 or 10 years, it's so important that we have that unity, that emotional support. So if I have a dream, it's for me, or it's my money or my inheritance, it's also maybe my partner, my spouse, my banker, and of course us as a franchisor. So we're all working together as a partnership. So we think it's so important for our first call that we're value matching together. So we would like to invite your support system on that call. We hope that you're amenable to that. We think it's courteous. We think that your support system is what you need. Why? In many decades of self-employment, we've learned that our partners that have the emotional support from their partners' spouses, they tend to do much better. But when the spouse or the partner lose interest emotionally, the canoe tips over. And literally that business will fail the minute the emotional support's gone. So again, please, we invite your support system. On this call, we are going to be talking about our industry, how exciting the fast casual section of the restaurant industry is. We're going to be talking very much about our leadership team, our world-renowned chef that's built our menu, their management team, our leadership team. We're going to be going deep into the concept in terms of the square footage, 1,000, 1,800 square feet. We're going to go into the menu. You're going to see the wonderful gourmet product line and menu that we have. And, of course, our amazing experience that we create for our guests in our restaurant. So we are going to get into the culture, the concept, all the things that we stand for. And then, of course, as we go through the call, there'll be opportunities for you to ask questions, to learn more about us. And at the end of the call, we're going to be able to see if there's a mutual alignment. So the most important part I'd like to offer up to you is this is going to be your first step into learning about our proprietary sort of secret sauces of what makes Eggbread a successful concept that we're introducing. But this is our first step in our franchise matching process, our discovery process. And we'd love to have you on that call. And how does that sound to you? Great. Excited about that. Now, after our concept compatibility call, if we're both still in alignment culturally, meaning we don't want to sell pizza, we don't want to have craft beers, we don't want to be open on Friday and Saturday nights, if we're really in core value alignment, and there's not sort of that temptation to sort of provide products and services outside of our brand, we would like to invite you into the next step of our journey together. And we call this our mutual expectation call. And our mutual expectation call is also a 30 to 40 minute screen share where we actually call into a conference line, but we're actually viewing a screen. Again, no Zoom. We also have these available on our corporate calendar. We have about 10 of these available. I'll be forwarding you an email that will give you the days and the times to accommodate you and your convenience on Eastern, Central, or Western time. But we have about 10 choices for you to pick from. The thing that we ask about our mutual expectation call, if you would be open to this, is that this is where we actually require your support system to participate. If for whatever reason they did not attend, for whatever scheduling reason, they could not attend the concept compatibility call, we're okay with that. But we can't go any further in our partnering process unless your partner support system is readily available for this call and does attend. It's a part of our corporate value system that we believe that great partnerships, great unity, great oneness is the key and the strength to success. Now, you might be asking why the name Mutual Expectation. The reason that that word mutual is so important is we want to be trusting, we want to be transparent in the expectations that you might have as from us as a partner, franchisor, and what we might have for you as a franchisee. And this call is where the chemistry of the relationship is born. So we feel like that the unity, the oneness, the chemistry of all these things of working together for the next 10 years, we want to discuss openly, transparently, to give us the security in our relationship that we both desire. We want to talk about the training. We want to talk about supporting each other mutually. We want to talk about marketing and why this is such an important part before we go to the next step in our journey. So let's sort of start with the mutual expectation call. What does it look like to be a part of our franchise system? Well, the moment we partner, we quote, formalize our relationship. We're celebrating. We become egg bread, part of the culture. If it were a dessert concept, we would have chocolate all over ourselves, you know. So we're celebrating. But the first part is, you know, what does the pre-opening journey look like from the day we sign our franchise agreement? You know, what is the welcome call, turning the lights on? What are we going to be doing over the next 3 to 4 to 5 months? So it starts with a beautiful welcome call. Then from the welcome call, we're going to be introducing you to our real estate department. So we have our own in-house real estate team with amazing technology. We have a senior negotiator that does all of our negotiating for construction time, free rent, lower rent, landlord capital improvements, tenant improvements, signage. So we have an amazing negotiator. We write the letters of intent. But we're going to introduce you to the real estate process for quality, visibility, startup cost, and lowering rent. And then from that, we're going to have a weekly track to open call. One of our wonderful executives will have a weekly call guiding you to open your business, how to set up your checking account, how to go to your bank, how to set up your insurance, and all the different variations of walking you through each week. It'll be 30 minutes. We call it a track to open. So there's a high engagement, wonderful partnership. And then as we're going through our track to open, you're going through the real estate concurrently. One of the things you're going to get to enjoy is a wonderful corporate training here at our headquarters. It's going to be 9 days, classroom in restaurant, classroom in restaurant, fully organized, certified. You're going to leave, go back, sign your lease, start your build out, and then we're going to come into your store for grand opening. That's going to be an amazing experience for 7 days, maybe a couple days before, 5 days after. We're going to come in and be training the technical aspects with your staff, and then we're going to leave, and then we're going to have what we call a track to profit, track to earnings, sort of a week-to-week coaching session, where we're going to be coaching you on marketing and sales and service procedures and admin, etc. So this is going to be an exciting mutual expectation call. And so once we finish this, we'll get into our mutual expectation. Now, after our mutual expectation call, that is the point where we're going to be inviting you, should we both get to this point, we're both still excited, we're going to be inviting you to attend our, what we call our corporate discovery day. We'll get on a plane, we host him 1 or 2 or 3 days a month, and you'll come back to our corporate office, get to meet each other face to face, see if the chemistry's there, and of course continue to build our wonderful partnership. And this will occur at the end of the mutual expectation process. We'll be making a formal invitation and then, of course, looking at our calendars. Now, from the mutual expectation invitation, your flight will be booked, confirmed, receipted. You'll come in for a day. We'll talk about Discovery Day in a little bit, what that means. But from that invitation forward, we'll be working for the next 1 to 2 to 3 weeks. A lot of our guests, a lot of our new partners, they like to get affordable tickets. So they get 7, 14, 21-day tickets. Save a little money. It's a one-day flight. We're going to have little homework assignments every 3 or 4 days. So our next workshop will be our startup workshop. And typically what we like to do in our startup workshops is we like to do those on Fridays, on the second Friday and the fourth Friday of every month. So we don't do these individually through the week. We don't like to do them individually. We typically will do them in small groups. So you'll be invited to attend on the second Friday and the last Friday, where our president and founder, Regina, will be hosting those calls. At times, she might have a guest with us, but she will be hosting that. And the purpose for the startup workshop is really multiple. Number one is, we think that our founder and president, Regina, will give us the most insight on how to open up our business safely and creatively under budget. And what that means is, you know, when we're opening a new business, a lot of times there are mistakes that we've made before you. So we want to give you the ability to open up for the least expensive money, the very best tax advantages, the least amount of collateral, and we want you to protect your working capital. So this is a 30 to 40 minute workshop, also giving you an insight to our leadership team and creating the comfort of getting to know our leader and educating you on all the mistakes that they've learned over the years on how to open up the egg bread safely and creatively under budget. So it's a wonderful workshop. Again, it's on Fridays. And typically what we do as a convenience to our clients is we'll do it at the lunchtime hour, you know, 11 to 1. So you might have to take off a little early or stay a little late or maybe with your employer book a little time off. But this is a wonderful experience. And again, the most important part about this startup workshop is we would like for you to open up safely, creatively, under budget, so that you have all the proper working capital that you need after. And it's an insight to get to know our CEO also on that call. Now, at the end of this call, there will be a personal invitation made to you. And the invitation is really special because it's a private meeting with our CEO to help you discover how you might fund your business. So very often, first-time franchisees will get really excited. They'll go to their banker, they'll go to their friend, they'll go to their partners, and they'll look for different creative ways to fund their business. But what our CEO does is they'll ask you if you would like a personal session. You can forward them your request for consideration. They'll simply give you 3 or 4 funding options of approved partnerships. So for example, if in the review of your request for consideration, there are certain things in your savings or checking or maybe your 401k, your IRAs or your investment portfolio or maybe a primary home or a secondary home, a good CEO like ours, Regina, can take a look and begin diagnosing and showing you the least expensive way to open your restaurant, the best tax advantages. Maybe it's not as collateralized, and maybe you want to hold off and not run to that banker. There might be 2 or 3 other self-funding or third party. We have many third party funding sources. We have conventional loan experts, SBA loan experts. We have 401k rollovers. We have working capital partners. We also have a wonderful furniture, fixture, and equipment leasing company. So please, before you go out and start securing funding, schedule that call after your workshop and enjoy a little 30-minute creative funding strategy, because I think you'll enjoy our ability to give you two or three strategies and maybe match you to some partners that we have that are approved and have done a great job funding our franchisees. So this is what we call our concept compatibility, mutual expectation, and our startup workshop. Now, after we book after you confirm your discovery day, we are going to work towards disclosing you with our franchise disclosure agreement. And this particular agreement is what's called a franchise disclosure document. It's a federal document required by law to disclose you before you're able to enter into a franchise agreement. And so what we will do is both email this to you as well as mail it to you, and you will actually sign a receipt page confirming that you have received it. And whoever will be signing the franchise agreement would actually sign it, fill it out, and then we will open up a file, and then we will begin to count the disclosure days the day after, so that we cannot enter into an agreement until you're properly disclosed. Now, prior to me sending this out, we are going to schedule a pre-franchise disclosure call with you. And what I'd like to do is maybe budget 20 or 30 minutes. It'll be very informal. And what we'll do in that call is we'll talk about the things that might be new to you. You know, reading a franchise disclosure document for a first-time franchisee, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And so we're going to talk about our initial franchise fee, what that includes. We're going to talk about our protected territory, what that looks like. We do have a wonderful area development program where you can actually acquire and be approved for multiple franchises at a reduced price. We're going to talk about our continuing licensing fees. We'll also talk about our marketing and technology fee and some of our training and support programs. And then, of course, I'll be mailing it to you. And when you receive it, the printed copy, you're going to find that it's much easier to pass around the family, pass around to your partners, your spouse. Everybody can have a little look at it. It's much easier than printing off 200 pages off a computer. And you can write on it. And so what you'll do when you take the time with it, you'll take 40 minutes, typically. And I usually recommend reading sort of the first part, what's called the disclosure part. There are 23 items. You know, it sort of explains the whole relationship. I'm not sure that you have to read the whole single store franchise agreement, because a lot of this disclosure explains the entire agreement. But of course, you're welcome to take it to an attorney, read it yourself, whatever you would like to do. But after you've read it, we're going to schedule a call. We're going to budget 30 minutes, and we're going to go through the entire document in detail after you've had a chance to read it and put down your questions, clarifications, or concerns. And when you read an FDD the first time, the big thing I would like to offer up to you, Rachel, is a question, a concern, and a clarification are all slightly different. And that's what we'll do if you'll just mark your certain things. And that'll give you an opportunity to understand our relationship long-term legally before we come into a discovery day. Additionally, funding. We are going to be making some introductions to our funding partners. We have some wonderful funding partners that do some of the things that we talked about earlier. And as we get a little closer to discovery day and the like, we'll likely be introducing you to our real estate team as well. But this gives you a complete overview. Now, on discovery day, we're really excited about our discovery day, our vision day, as we call our discovery day. I would like to say that a lot of our candidates that live in state sometimes are doing business, coming through town, and will often say to us, "Hey, I'm driving through. Can I meet you? Can I do a discovery day?" Politely, we would have to refrain. We think it's important that every franchisee gets an equal opportunity to succeed. And our obligation is not to take shortcuts. So if we're going through our discovery process and you're coming through town, we would not be available to do a two-hour discovery day. Each of our discovery days are full and complete, and they have complete itineraries. And so typically we have five of these discovery days a month. Our typical days are typically our clients will come in on Sundays. And it's a wonderful day in the airports. It travels light. Most of our guests are coming from out of state. And so what they'll do is they'll fly in. They'll get to their hotels. We'll give you a nice itinerary of reduced rates of where we'd like to stay. And you'll get in around 4 o'clock, get yourself comfortable. And then we will meet you in the lobby and pick you up and go to a wonderful restaurant, spend some personal time with you after you've set yourself in. And we'll go out to a nice restaurant and just get to know each other. So that's what we want to do on Sunday evening. On Monday morning, I would say we're going to be up. Early bird catches the worm. We have a what we call an 8 o'clock starting point. We have our favorite little breakfast restaurant. It's white tablecloth. We know the servers. They know we're on a tight schedule. They know you have to catch a flight that evening on Monday night. So we're going to meet at 8 o'clock. We can pick you up or your rental car, and then we'll spend there, and we'll have a wonderful itinerary to hand out at the breakfast time. We'll be there 30 minutes, and then we'll start our day, and every hour on the hour, we will have an itinerary where we'll be going over every aspect of our business model. So we'll likely spend an hour in the business, but then we'll come back to our corporate office. But we'll be taking you through the designs, we'll be taking you through the floor plans, we will be taking you through our point of sale system. It's a lot of excitement to meet some customers, meet some of the people that work with us, but this is gonna give you an opportunity to touch and feel the pulse of what it feels like in a day at, you know, in our business. So that's gonna be a wonderful day. We'll be done around 3, and we'll have a flight. You'll have your flight ready to go probably a couple hours before. And you'll be on a 5 or a 6 o'clock flight and be home that night. And so that's it. Takes you through the entire journey of our discovery process. And thank you so much. And I look forward to meeting you very soon.